5 Weird Reasons Why Men Disappear. Have you ever asked yourself, why is your man disappearing? Nothing seems to have happened. Maybe you had a little argument, but it doesn't mean that he should like completely disappear. In this video, you will discover some of the masculine psychology that leads a man to disappear. And believe me, it's not what you think it is. Hey, I'm Antje Boyd with Magnetize Your Man, and together with my husband, Brody, we've been helping thousands of successful women all over the world to get a committed, connected, and long-term relationship that they desire fast. So let's go ahead and dive right in. Number 5, he is trying to protect you. You see, this is really weird, but sometimes in relationships, there can be emotions, and emotions can run high and hot. Now, when that happens for a man, particularly when he gets into his rage, into his anger, and he knows that, you know, that anger can destroy things, or if he gets angry with you, he can really create some hurt, like he's not gonna do that. Because if he loves you, he has a natural protection instinct, and he's more likely to shut down or even disappear before he hurts you. And I know this sounds so weird, right? Because you're saying, well, let's just argue it out. Let's just fight it out. I'll deal with it later. But men don't think this way, particularly the more masculine he is. Now, what you can do in order to potentially avoid that and to preemptively evolve, so to say, is that, well, you model to him how you show up in all of your emotions. You know, that you can show up in your rage, in your anger, and you can like ask for maybe a 5-minute break so he sees, oh, I don't have to completely disappear, but I can just take a little pause and then come back and actually share with my partner what made me angry or what disappointed me or what doesn't make me feel safe. Number 4 is he wants to stay in his masculine. Now, this may be the most like surprising fact that you may have heard, but you know, the more a man talks, the more feminine he feels, and that's why, you know, he may withdraw, right? So we love like those long conversations because the oxytocin rises, right? But at the same time, for the man, the dopamine drops. That's why a man feels like after he has a conversation with you, he now needs to go on a hunt or he needs to go compete with his buddies and do something physically extreme because he wants to build up that hormonal level inside of himself again that makes him feel good, that makes him feel masculine. So sometimes when he feels like, oh, like I, you know, talk about this conflict, it's like, It's gonna drain me instead of like actually nourish me, fill me. Then he's gonna feel, or he feels like I'm gonna feel like too feminine. I don't want to feel that feminine. Like obviously, right? It's like that's like women. That's what women do. In his point of view, and then he's gonna withdraw as well, right? Because he wants it's out of self-preservation. Look, it's not in any way, shape, or form that I support what he's doing. I'm just telling you how male psychology works. Now, of course, what you can do about it is you can do your best you can in arguments, during arguments, if you have arguments, and try to simplify the message as much as possible. Because then he can feel like, oh, there's a point. There's an end to this. And I know it's complicated. It's challenging because in that moment, you want to be heard and you don't even know what the end is yet. And now here I am telling you, well, you know, the best thing is if he actually knows sort of what the main points of the argument are so he can, you know, anchor that in his masculine and he can problem solve, right? That makes him feel good. But just talking about feelings and emotions, that could potentially drain him. Now, number 3 is he just simply can't express his thoughts. He can't express his emotions. And this is, of course, due to the fact that women use way more words to describe their emotional world than men do. And men can feel like a little like amateurs, like they don't even know where to start. And so they can feel like, oh, there's no point in even going into this because I don't even know how to explain it. And then you feel annoyed by that because you feel like he's not really communicating with you or he's not really responding in the way you want him to respond. And then because of that, like he may feel embarrassed. He may feel shame. He may feel a sense of inadequacy. And that's the last thing that he wants to feel, because then in that moment, that opens up the door that you could emasculate him. You know, you can criticize him, you know, or you can compare him, you know, well, somebody else does the job like way better than you do. And, you know, why can't you talk like this? And Susie's boyfriend can talk like this. And why can't you have a normal conversation? Why do you just shut down? Right. So that's not helpful, because in that moment, you know, he doesn't know. He has to leave, right? Like he has to leave the conversation and potentially completely disappear if he just can't come up with something because he's afraid that he's going to get emasculated or criticized. Now, this is, of course, extreme, you know, but how you can potentially prevent that from happening is like create as much of a safe environment, like where maybe he did already something wrong. Maybe he already made a mistake. Maybe he took the wrong turn, bought the wrong eggs from the grocery store. He did something, okay, that wasn't like his best day, right? His best performance. But he actually sees that you're still loving and you're still caring and you're still compassionate. And that's going to make him much more likely to stay open, even if it's uncomfortable for him, because he knows that what expects him is not shame, judging, criticizing, and all the other emasculating activities that we women certainly can do. Now, the second strange reason why a man disappears is because he's confused. And a confused mind says no out of self-preservation. Right? So, for example, if you go on a date and you send sort of mixed signals, you know, maybe you want to come off as confident and as feminine and as all the things, but then on the other hand, you actually want to protect yourself. And how that shows up is you may share something about your day and there is maybe something vulnerable in there, but you actually don't let that land in a man, right? You don't let him feel it, but instead you actually potentially laugh it away. Now, that moment, he gets really confused because he's like, wait a minute, I was just about to feel sad, or I was just about to feel, you know, frustration or whatever emotion you had inside of yourself, he was feeling as well, right? And then you laugh. So then he says, wait a minute, did I just make this up? Like, is that actually not how she feels? And then he gets confused and he's like, well, maybe I should take a step back. Let me think about it, right? And then there's the hesitation and there's like insecurity. And that can make a man disappear, right? Because he's like, there's somewhat inside of her that's not congruent, that's not aligned, that I can't trust. And I don't know to what degree. Now, this doesn't happen on a conscious level. Of course not. This happens on an unconscious level. Now, this one is one of the easiest ones to take care of, because that's about like you sending congruent signals, right? You are actually doing the work necessary to feel comfortable when you feel uncomfortable yourself. Like to actually feel secure in your insecurities is what I always say. Or, you know, to feel safe in your body, to let him feel that you're sad in that moment, to breathe through that instead of like wanting to laugh it away or cover it up. And that, of course, takes what I call shadow work. You know, you have to discover what you judge inside of yourself, right? So if you don't want to be judged as needy, then of course you will make sure that you come off as like, you know, you have it all together and you're confident and you're competent, but that's not necessarily what's going to magnetize them to you. But if you work on, let's say, the shadow of feeling not wanting to be needy, right? Then like you actually allow yourself to be in your feminine. You allow him to be in his masculine. You allow him to lead because you're not afraid that he's going to take advantage of it. You're not afraid that you're going to be disadvantageous. Is disadvantaged by that, right? Because you're not going to think that he's going to judge your beautiful, soft, and radiant femininity. And number one reason why men disappear, the old classic, which is, of course, your unhappiness equals his failure. Look, the biggest purpose that a man has when it comes to you in his life is to make you happy. So if you're constantly unhappy, and this could be you're unhappy about your career, unhappy about your life, you're in general just like not happy, you're annoyed, you're aggravated all the time, you're sad all the time, you're disappointed all the time, then he's going to make this his fault, right? Because he's there to make his woman happy. And I know what you want to say. You want to say, but I'm not the one. He's not the one who's making me sad. It's because fill in the blank. You know what I mean? Because I have all the struggle with my family, or because, you know, I have financial struggles, or whatever the case may be. You know, I'm in a midlife crisis, whatever the case may be. But he's still going to make it about himself because you're his woman. So this one is a little bit self-explanatory. You know, what you can do in order to prevent that is do as much as you can to make yourself happy, because he will take credit for it. And that's a wonderful thing, because that makes him be more devoted to you. He will want to protect you more. He will want to support you more. He will want to claim you more. He will want to, you know, surprise you more, and so on, right? He will want to give you his kingdom, you know, if you're happy. Now, it doesn't mean you have to be happy all the time, but I'm saying, you know, like really seeing if there's something inside of yourself that you can potentially shift and help to increase your own self-worth, your own self-confidence, and your sense of security. By now, you may have discovered that a lot of the reasons why a man disappears is actually nothing to do with you. It's about his male psychology. It's also about how he grew up, what he learned from his dad, what he learned about masculinity and what it means to be a man. And of course, we have also seen that in the recent season, Love is Blind, with Clay, because Clay was, of course, traumatized by his dad being a womanizer, right? So he got a certain imprint on what it means to be a man and how men are supposed to show up in a marriage or not show up in a marriage or in a relationship, okay, and in monogamy and so on and so on. And so that, of course, has something to do with that too. So it's not like that you have, you know what I mean? You are all at fault and so on. And that's a good thing, because that means you can like grow your confidence again and actually let him do his work as well. Hey, next, if you haven't yet, take my free love quiz and virtual coaching call to get a connected, committed, and long-term relationship that you desire fast without, you know, frustration, loneliness, and wasting your time with emotionally unavailable men by simply hopping over to getlovequiz.com, or simply you can also click right here in the comment section and the description below as well. Well, let me know what you thought of the points. What are your thoughts? Lots of love, and I will talk to you in the next video. Take care. Bye-bye.